Give it a minute. Again, this shit is not optimized at all. Oh, damn. Come on. Yeah, see, I didn't even want to do that. See how it still has the Spanish or port, it still has like the, I guess Portuguese or, well, they're from Argentina, but it still has their
Portuguese language.
yeah, their language. Of course, About
Yeah.
Us will open up a damn website, probably. So let's hit play. Alright, so this is the Grimlord here, and this is a special. That Resident Evil Remake demo came out from Argentina, and I got kicked out of the server because, you know, they took the demo down, and I basically watched some footage of it. And it was about 22 minutes of footage just to show like the intros and a lot of stuff like that. And I noticed a lot of glaring errors. So I came to the dev and I said, "Hey, look, there's problems in your game." And he said, "How can you tell me, how can you complain about things when you haven't even played the game?" I said, "Well, I'm looking at a video and I'm seeing, first of all, there's a lot of just bad localization. Character voices not matching the subtitles. There's zombies coming through the walls, which I mean you can see just from the video. And there is, well, I mean, just a lot of other stuff. It's, I guess we could say the voice acting. Some of the voice acting needs some work. It does take a while to load at first, guys. I don't know why. I guess it's just again unoptimized. Or maybe I even have to go over. Oh, I have to hit new game. My bad. It's really confusing to get this thing started. Because you have to hit new game and play, and then new game, you know. Just give it a minute. It's loading it up.
Better way to just name this would be Resident Evil Remake and the Overly Dramatic Times 2.
Yeah, I don't know why they called it Remake. It's like really weird.
It doesn't make sense.
He was saying, "Well, we know there's bugs, and I've only been working on this game for a year."
Remake remasters, the reboot.
Yeah, like, I thought it would be more interesting to call it something different than Resident Evil Remake. Like, we're gonna make a remake of the remake. It's like Corpse Party. They've made a remake of a remake of a remake of a remake. Oh, man. Come on. Come on.
Get the wall
It's coming.
ready.
Don't worry. It's coming.
What remake?
Yeah, we're just waiting for it to load.
Is longer than Duke Nukem Forever load times.
I
It's
know.
no ding, really?
Once it gets started,
Man,
it's pretty
even
decent.
Nickel is like this long to get going.
Yeah, once it gets started,
Oh,
it's pretty good. I mean, it
I
didn't
didn't
take
know.
that
Even
long.
Nick takes this long to show up. What is the deal?
Wow. I mean, I've hit play, I've hit new game. Oh, hold on.
Finally! What is this game on Direct Drive or something? Yeah. Whoa, what the?
I mean, the graphics aren't bad.
That's Chris, right?
No, it's Kevin.
I don't think. I know some of the Resident Evil lore, not really. As much as one is Chris or Claire Smith, or oh wait, no.
Claire's too.
Yeah, Claire and Leon in 2. And then Jill in 3. Then Leon again in 4. and Chris Orsheva and Leon Poitier, and then someone in there is that Ethan Winters guy. Wait a minute, where's Leon? He has to fuck Claire.
Actually, this does have some Resident Evil 2, because, I mean, you do start out in the bar. And I could just show you. I don't know if these are stuff they made, or they're just Unity assets. Like, I don't know if there's stuff that they...
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm gonna get them down. And so, you play as a cop, does that mean you're a bastard? That you play as a bastard?
Hmm?
I don't like it. Or is it different? Or is it different because it's a fictional cop? Actually, no, it actually would be different because it's a fictional cop. They're actually capable. And also because you're not doing police crap, you gotta do a zombie.
Yeah, well, see, all the people in this bar, you can't even talk to them yet. I don't know if that'll be an added feature, but right now you can't do much. Okay, so that's done. It doesn't take long to get going after the original opening. So I think it loads everything at once. Probably not great.
Oh, that would do it. It's really inefficient, though. That would actually be pretty good.
I mean, I can't fault that the game actually looks good. Like, graphic-wise and shit, it actually looks good.
I was so bitch made of the devs to get
Oh, yeah, it was... And they're like, well, you haven't played the game. Well, guys, I'm putting this on YouTube. I'm putting this on YouTube for sure. I'm going to let them know. I did. Here, I'm playing the game. I'm playing the game now. Don't ask me how it happened. I thought the link was dead, but apparently it worked for me. There's nothing to see here. Okay, so there's really not much there.
I think what happened was they removed the link from the server, but they removed the link from the Discord message, but they didn't actually take down the file from their hosting.
No, people couldn't get it to work. It said it didn't. I don't know how in the world. I used a download manager, and all I did was just add it for later, because I didn't download it. I just added it for later, because I didn't have time to do it. I wanted to wait till I was at work or something, but I turned out not going to work and using some paid day off or whatever. So, basically, I just said, well, you know what? And this was after I got kicked out of the server. I said, well, let me click the link and see if it actually works. And, you know, it started doing the thing that it does first, because my download thing, what it does is it'll first load up the file, and then it'll download it. It'll load it, and then it'll download it, which makes it go a little faster. So, basically, it did it. I'm like, holy shit, it's downloading the game. I don't know how, because this link is supposed to be removed, but it downloaded it. I still don't know how, because it didn't put anything on my phone. Like, there was no extra files added. It was just some weird thing that happened, and somehow I got the game. It's the most bizarre shit ever. I still can't figure it out.
That is the most random shit I've seen. What the fuck? Where'd this dude come from? Another day at work, Mark and Sam. What happened? So someone sent Nick a bunch of pop tarts, and
Yeah, like I said, I do like Jill's voice actress. I think she did a great job trying to sound like Jill from the games. So, it's not that bad. Yeah, Jill's voice actress is actually very passable. Well, I won't even say passable, I say it's actually pretty good. Wesker is that everybody laughs at. I don't know what went wrong.
Jill.
I don't know what went wrong.
Because there's the Jill sandwich line.
Oh, yeah, Barry's in it. They said that this is a long demo if you can not fall through the floors. And I'm going to try not to this time, because I know where I've...
Hey, Jill. Here's your order. Oh, by the way, see Chris. Tell him to pay me the money he owes me.
Oh, thanks.
You were almost a Jill sandwich. Wait, is this the three fucking,
No, this is the fan remake of the first
one. No, the model.
No, which they made this one from the ground up.
Oh, what about the...
No, she's a complete model. I mean, I think you can...
Well, you don't...
She's supposed to look like the... Doesn't she look like the PS1 version a little bit? Or the remake of the original... Well, not the PS1, but the original. She doesn't look like the one they did for Resident Evil 3. She actually resembles the original Jill. So I don't have a problem with that. Plus you can change her outfits. She actually has costumes that you can put her in. That's pretty cool. From the start of the game. Yeah.
Uh-oh, better make outfits to trigger the normies.
Any, was one of them just nothing?
Alright, here's the police station. Now this time I'm not gonna fall through the floor. See that thing right next to that statue? There's a bug there. If you go too close to the... notice how the characters jump in? But, if you go too close to that, statue there, you'll fall through the floor. Because of the noise and the heliport. Okay. Good thing I have this working. You know, the only thing I don't have... The only thing I don't know how to do yet is the gun. So you guys are literally going to see me at a point where I'm being attacked, switch off and figure out which aims. Because they didn't, you know what they didn't do? They didn't give me the controls. Like, I literally didn't get any information on the controls. There's a document that comes with the game, but it doesn't tell you what does what. You have to kind of press keys and figure it out. And I've got all these keys mapped to my Xbox controller, so it feels very natural. I will say one thing. The game controls well. I'm not having any problems with, Oh, yeah. Can't go in there. See that little circly area around there? You'll fall through the floor.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to look at that, and I ended up falling through the floor. Mm. I don't know what's wrong with him. He, his head is a little...
They just gave him, like, the zombie animation.
Yeah.
There's no human idol animation, right?
Right.
Oh man, look at that. Yeah.
He just kind of stands there. Some people move, some people don't, but he's a zombie animation. You're right about that. Okay, can't go there. And I tried to go in here. See how they have the taped up Resident Evil 2 box? It's weird that they have the taped up version instead of the original. I thought they were going to use completely brand new assets for the game, but it seems like they're actually using some assets from the original game, which may pose a problem. Now, I'm not saying they are, but I'm saying it just looks that way. There's a very good possibility that they could have remade all of this, you know, because I have seen videos where they've worked on things and... You know, created stuff from scratch. It's possible to do. You can also buy Unity assets. I'm not getting close to any statues or things like that, because I'm not falling through the fucking floor. Like, if Resident Evil wasn't bad enough, in this game you gotta worry about falling through the floor. Now, the dev, to be fair, he did say he was taking the game down and he would have it up in 1 or 2 days to fix the issues on the floor. But some people were able to get through it anyway. And they said it was much longer than a demo. Oh, okay. Can I go down here? I mean, they've recreated the police station. Oh, but look at this, guys. Stairs to nowhere.
Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, they're still working on things. I don't know what they'll do. But, you know, this is considered early access. Men's locker room. Of course, we can't go in there. We don't want to go too far into areas. look at that. You see how though? Oh, I didn't know I could go in here. I gotta be careful walking around, because I could fall through the floor at any moment.
Hey, and you can't go in there either.
No. Just an officer. Oh, yeah, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Joe, you're late.
Oh, hi, Wesker!
I'm sorry, I forgot about the meeting.
What the fuck is... What?
Remember, Wesker wasn't always evil.
No, he was always evil.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. We have strong. He always worked for Umbrella.
Albert, you had one job. If they're not organized,
it would be very easy to find. They must have Chris's voice actor sounds alright. They sound younger, and they're supposed to, because this is a younger... Chris isn't going to sound like Chris from Resident Evil 8. When they get
back. What?
12 cases already.
Right. I mean, Wesker, he's okay. Like, he's passable. And to be fair, the voice acting in the original PlayStation 1 game... It's really bad! Yeah.
This is strange.
But it's so bad it's good. It's so memeable.
Yeah.
You're almost a joke.
Joseph, get on the radio and try to contact him. Vickers, go and stop the chopper.
Go and stop the chopper.
Go to Irons and ask him for urgent.
They were trying to say he sounds like the Weskernator.
Get ready.
Oh no.
I hope nothing serious has happened.
Claire, go fuck Leon. You must expand the Chris Redfield bloodline.
I
don't think Chris even gets together with anybody.
I gotta be careful going in other people's.
I know he does.
Because I don't want to fall through the floor of anything in this fucking area.
I can see why that would be a popular ship, though.
There's really nothing in Wesker's room. I mean, you can look at it.
Fuck with it.
You can look at it, but the chair's a little different.
What happened to Raccoon City? Did it get blown up? Did they end up having to blow it up?
Uh-huh. Nuclear tech. President said, killed anyway. They always said that the president was going to say something special to Leon before he got... eaten. Yeah. Okay, so
the president got eaten?
Damn. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. Resident Evil 4. Like, the prequel to Resident Evil 4. And apparently the remake to Resident Evil 4 is going to have... what is this? Okay, well, let's not get stuck between shit.
Wait, if the president's dead,
The president's not dead yet. I mean, this is still the incident. But, the president died in Resident Evil 4. Like, he was literally killed by zombies. Yeah,
I can't do anything.
Leon was trying to save the president's daughter.
Yeah, the
useless. Oh, no. That's in the beginning of Resident Evil 5, I think. No, Resident Evil 6. I'm thinking Resident Evil 6 because, Resident Evil 6 is where the president dies, because that's when Leon comes back from Resident Evil 4 with his daughter. And Resident Evil 6, See, Resident Evil 6, everybody hates the gameplay, but it had one of the most important stories to the entire series. Like, that was the one that was tying everything together, and they brought in the Illuminati. And I really, really hate that that game didn't do better, because we would have gotten some closure with characters that would have been more close to what I think...
Well, apparently from what I saw, there are connections to the older games in Resident Evil 8.
And, a little bit.
I don't know. Did you play all of Resident Evil 8?
I've watched it, yeah. Because the four
families you have to deal with in the village.
Yeah.
Their emblem, but Umbrella's emblem.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Kevin, it's been days since I've seen you. Are you still hanging around at that bar?
Jim, I've just ran into Wesker. He said to forget the permit, that this is urgent. They're waiting for you at the helipad.
I understand. Thanks for the warning. Anyway, I don't think it's serious. In spite of some rookies, the Bravo team is too well trained to have problems with a small group of cannibals or religious sect.
Small group of cannibals are a religious sect.
Jill, we were waiting for you.
Hey, Chris. Maybe Iron should consider running a new helipad.
Okay, and now Resident Evil actually starts. Only thing I don't like about this beginning is the dogs attack, I think it's Brad Vickers, but in the Japanese intro, I didn't even know this was cut in America, but they actually show him getting mauled to death in the Japanese version of the game. And that's the live action stuff too. Man, they tear him apart, the dogs do. And they don't even have it in here where he gets torn apart. I was like, come on, man. If you guys are going to do the Brad Vickers scene, at least give us the Japanese version where he gets torn apart.
Spread out. Look for Bravo Team. We have to find them. Proceed with caution. And be vigilant.
Be vigilant.
This is where we lost them.
Okay. Now I'm in the forest outside the mansion. Of course it's... Oh, it tells you how to do certain things. Okay, well that's useful. Oh, hold on. Wrong button. There we go. See, the game doesn't... I mean, honestly, when it's not buggy, the game actually isn't that bad as far as, you know, I feel like I am in the damn forest.
Team's helicopter. Apparently they had a malfunction and crashed. Something strange is definitely going on here. We have to find them. Check the area. Check it well.
Check the area. Check it well.
Yeah, check it like you check Jill out.
Yeah, he's also got that picture of Rebecca in his desk that you can find. You can even find it in the remake of Resident Evil 2. You have to do a certain thing, but if you look in his desk, you'll find that picture of her in a cheerleader's outfit. And it kind of, yeah, so it was kind of hinted.
Hey, Jill?
No, Rebecca. Rebecca Chambers.
Oh.
Yeah. Who I think is going to be the heroine of Resident Evil Revelation 3. I'm pretty sure she's the new one that they're going to have.
Wait, have they confirmed that a third Revelations game? Because I know they did the first two.
Yeah, they're going to do the other one. Because all that's been said about it so far is that, like, she's in high school and she has nothing but a pair of scissors as a weapon at first. The high school gets evacuated because of zombies.
Okay.
Uh-oh. See? Here come the dogs. But he gets mutilated off-screen, which sucks. See? You hear him get mutilated, but in the Japanese version, they actually show it. Oh, it wasn't Brad, it was Joseph that died. Okay. Running to the mansion. Let's run to where the mansion actually is. How about that? Oh, look. I do like this. It's a great front recreation of the mansion. Let's go in that mansion. Man, they don't even let me walk up to it.
Not quite your ordinary house, that's for sure.
Hey, Whisker, where's Chris?
Jill, no. You don't want to go back out there.
got to find...
What was that? Chris?
No.
Wow. Jill just kind of teleported in and out there.
Chris and I go back a long way. All right. You two go. I'll secure this area.
See how the subtitles don't match at all for most of the... But they did recreate a lot of the CG, the original cinematics. So you gotta give them that. That's not exactly easy to do.
I think you'd better take a look at this.
What is it?
It's looking really good. Without, like, the hiccup.
Jill, see if you can find any other clues.
Absolutely.
I'll be examining this. Let's just hope it's not Chris's.
And that does sound like Barry. So they got a good voice actor for Barry, at least.
Yeah.
Don't get rid of that guy. He's good. It's a large vase. Pretty dirty, these people. Really? So, hold on. Can I examine... Oh, I don't want to get too close to shit, because I might be able to fall through stuff. Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Yeah, there's some lighting issues. You'll notice that lights will pop on and off sometimes. And you got to be careful with doors, because zombies can apparently get you through walls. We know what this door leads to. Oh, yeah, he looks... Okay, so I don't have a gun. I do have a gun.
Barry!
What is it?
Look out! It's a monster!
Let me take care of it!
The only thing that's missing here... Okay, see, that first shot was okay, but I didn't see any blood come out of it. Okay. Now, do I have a gun? The hell? Apparently I have to hold the button down. Alright. So how do I equip the gun? Is it? Okay, cool. It's a mouse fire. Alright, so hold on, guys. I have to jump out for 1 second. We're still going to be in the game. I just have to go into my Discord server for a second. Alright. Because I have to... Yeah, hold on. I have to set... Because I'm still mapping this. So what I have to do is go in and...
Map that to the left stick? Or no, right stick. Right stick.
No, I want to map it to... Yeah, the right stick. But that's not it. Why are they doing this? I don't... That's not... What the hell? Uh-oh. It's working. Okay, forget it. The gun is mapped. The gun works. I only have like 13 bullets. I just used 2. Okay, so the gun does work. It was mapped. I didn't even map it. It was just other buttons that I had mapped. You should inform Wesker of the situation. Fuck Wesker. I'm serious. Wesker's behind all this shit. I thought you guys knew. Wesker is the bad guy. He works for Umbrella.
Oh yeah, I know.
Wesker!
Where is he?
What's going on around here? I can't figure it out.
Same here.
Look, man, Albert's cool. Fuck Jake. Jake's horrible.
We can do. We can search for him separately. I'll investigate the dining room again.
Okay, then. I'll try the door on the other side.
Actually, who asked for Albert's son? No one asked for him.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that I don't like his son's campaign that much. Wow, Barry just disappeared. They'll get that shit to work eventually. Dodge is space. Oh, well, shit, what am I gonna map that to? No. Remember the Discord items you do not use. Oh, I figured. Oh, Dodge is working. Okay. Okay, so yeah, whoa. All the buttons I've mapped are working in the game. You have to be really careful because you can fall through. Oh, I haven't been out here.
Who this? Hey, it's a whip.
Tonight has just good night. We got a date on the English dub, 3,000-year blood war, and I am excited.
Oh, they're doing so it's getting good.
Oh yeah, dude, the episodes have already been just straight flames, just fire, absolute fire, god tier. Oh, and now it is finally getting dubbed. We gonna see this shit on November 4th. It's like just a little over 2 weeks away.
When it starts getting the dub episode.
Oh my god. Alright. Oh, hey, it opened.
So what is this I'm hearing about you getting fucking banned from that server, Grim?
Yeah, I got banned from it because I found errors in the game and they said I hadn't played it. Well, I got news for
now. Now he's playing it so they can suck it.
Yeah, I've been playing the game. Okay. That is weird. It's like all my buttons aren't working right now. Yeah, because that's not supposed to do that. Hold on. What's going on with my buttons here? Alright, see, that's fine.
Yeah, he's pushing buttons, guys!
I'm just checking this out.
To do.
Well, because I'm trying to figure out how to get items.
That's what I can do.
Yeah, always doing smashing buttons. Always just smash TP.
He's pushing buttons.
Let's see. I'm going to...
pushing buttons.
I'm going to try the keyboard.
The model looks kind of stiff when you walk backward.
Well, it is unfinished.
Yeah, the game's not finished. Got a lot of work to do. He's been developing it for a year.
My thing is this. As far as their dev side goes, they've clearly, like, been finding a fuck ton of problems. And they're like, hey, we didn't think these were there. Like, we're just going to take the demo down and fix it and then bring it back. But, like, banning you was the issue I had.
Oh, yeah, that was this main. That was this main of them.
So, did you, I mean, were you just like, hey, I found XYZ errors in, like, your footage, and they're like, fuck you, you haven't played the game?
Yeah.
And they just banned you immediately?
No, yeah, then I was banned immediately. That's pretty much what they said. It's like, you haven't played the game. And then I said to them, I said, well, I've beta tested a bunch of different games.
But
I couldn't shoot it. There was no proper hitbox. Did you see me? I tried to shoot it several times. But no, Solaire de Jago?
The tag. I shot the thing, it didn't work, dude. Bug hitbox mechanics, dude.